Okay, then again, welcome to the meeting. Just, I also mentioned it already, but I do it again. What will happen during the next time? Probably here something to be said, which is already happening, and then there can be comments on this, or questions, or there can be a conversation, and if no one comes up with something, there can also be silence. We don't have to talk. In the end, and this is more a description, what's going on here is more like energetic. It has nothing to do with the words, or the words are not so important actually. Actually, it's not important words. No, here. Well, it may be nothing. Yes, this meeting won't lead us anywhere. There is nowhere to get. There is no goal or no point or state in the future which is different than this. One could also say that this is it. This is oneness, or wholeness, or God, or energy, or nothing appearing as something. This. And this is everything. This is totally complete and full and fulfilled and yes, everything. It's everything. There's nothing else. There's no world. There's no past. There's no future. There's only this. And this is, let's say, nothing. It's no thing. It's not an object. It's not something which can be grasped or known or understood or gained as a treasure or something like this. It just is this. It's an appearance. What also appears or can appear is the sense of being a separate person. The sense of being an individual which is separate from what's happening. Separate from wholeness, which means actually, which is separate from this. And in this perception of being a separate individual, the perception is like, okay, I'm here, I'm a real person, and the world is separate from me, is outside, is out there. I'm sitting here, and there's the world, and it is full of things. Chairs, people, tables. I'm sitting in a room, there's lights, I'm hearing sounds. That's a perception of this entity which experiences, this apparent entity which experiences itself as separate. Of course, this entity also only is what appears. There is no separate person. There is no separate entity. There is only wholeness. There is only what appears. What can also appear, or what also can happen, this is a bit like a story, is that this perception of being someone can collapse, or disappear, or not be there. Then it's recognized by no one that there already is wholeness, that this is wholeness, and that this is already full and complete, and that actually this is what this me, this I was always looking for, but can never see, can or could never see, because it only lives in apparent separation. One could also say that the feeling of me only, its only function is to experience itself as me. It doesn't do anything else. There's no one doing actions, and that's also that's happening. That's me. Yeah. It only does experience itself as me. So, one more sentence. For this me, for this apparent me, it's really impossible to be at one, to experience oneness. Because as long as there is the feeling of separation, there is the feeling of separation.
Feeling of wholeness can be, everlasting, but I think also can be, from my experience. So now I can have aha experience, some glimpse of it.
Mm.
Then again, separation comes.
Mm. Yeah.
And what I find challenging is that it's how to not relate. To kind of, okay, to grasp to the past experience of wholeness. Or to try to, okay, I get there by this way, like my meditation was like that, but that's what you should use it.
Yeah. Actually, it's impossible to leave this. For this apparent I am, it's impossible to not think in a story and to not think in this cause and effect thing. I do this, then this happens. Because when you said there were glimpses, actually there were times like this when there was no one. And also these glimpses had nothing to do with what you did before. It just happened. It's just what was happening. And of course, this apparent I thinks that it has done something. I don't know if you did meditate before, or did already lead the spiritual life, so-called, or...
Yeah, it's came through spiritual life. And... Actually, sometimes the question comes up, it's kind of, yeah, sure, I just not leave retreat. Because it's mostly when you get out of a retreat that, this feeling of oneness can stay, sometimes can stay for 2 days, sometimes for a week, sometimes for months, whatever, the time is not important in that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's always like usually when you get back into the
No.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I don't feel I want necessarily a monk life or an hermit life.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm kind of in that. Where to? Actually, there's no where. Is that? There's no how. There's no where. There's no why.
That's it. It has completely. What we're talking about here, this oneness, which. By the side, it's not a feeling. I think you also I think there's also some kind of idea attached how one should look like. But this, what we're talking about here, has really nothing to do with any person or with leading a spiritual life or leading a different life. It's really beyond any personal stuff. Because I would say it's not an experience, it's not nothing. It's no thing, nothing which the apparent person can grasp or have or. And what you're describing, in a way, I noticed very well this having and losing thing somehow. But it's within the story of the apparent me. It looks like as if the apparent me is holding on to some state of loving feelings, having less thoughts, being relaxed, all this kind of thing, which to some extent can be brought about by some method, by meditation, by breathing, by having retreats, which actually seems to be a long meditation. So. Because also when I'm talking about oneness, then it's really only this. This is it. This is oneness. Nothing else. It's not tomorrow or a state when everything is good. It's just this. And it doesn't get better than this. For the apparent me, it's okay, this. I thought it would be better, or different, or more holy, or shining, or. So actually, it's impossible to answer this question. Should I do this, or should I do this? Because there is no one. There is no one who can decide this, or who should decide this, or this just works for everyone. Somehow, with this collapse of this identity, the whole idea of spiritual journey and someone being on the story just fell away. Some artificial reality, and there's time and the path, and I'm coming from there and I'm going to there, and that's my goal, and all this.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. But this which feels separate can't do anything with this. Even if it knows in the mind that there is no goal in life, of course. somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as it's coming from thinking place. It's the mind that can treat itself in a way that thinking that there's no goal, but who's thinking that there's no goal? It's the mind, so.
Of course. And still, subtly, there will be some goal to reach.
Yeah.
Some that's more right. Relaxation.
Yeah. Or a way to get there. That's probably it's sometimes easy to just kind of seek. Like, okay, which path or which way it's suitable for me. Right? But in that, if you, sometimes, okay. When there's a feeling, when there's a, we are in separate. So this comes for sure, like the mind, the goal, the path, the way, decision, how I should do that, or my spiritual path, or all those things. But is it to just sometimes difficulty about this concept of just like I know it's not just be like lazy and do nothing. That sometimes can be confusing, like, ah, oh, it's just oneness, just wholeness, there's nothing to do, that I know it's not this, but what this? What it? Yeah, it's kind of taking just as they are, okay, but then how I go in life in that, with that? Like, how I make decision, how I kind of nourish myself as a deeper self.
Mm. There is no deeper self. There is only what happens. There is only what appears. And this apparent me thinks or experiences it and is as if it has to do it, as if it has to do decisions, for example. But actually this is all happening without this apparent self. We said something before, but now I forgot this was cool. This is what it sounds like, this oneness thing, that you said something like, should I let happen everything like it is, or welcome it, or... And actually also this is a step too much, because this everything is already happening as it happens. And you said that we somehow artificially add it up to this, or I have to let things happen. I have to accept it, something like this. But all this happens out of this experience of being separate. This doesn't have to be accepted. Actually, this apparently can never accept this as wholeness. It will never see or experience that this is wholeness. That this is never. Because this perception of being someone, as I said, exists only as the perception of being someone, of being separate. And everything which this me thinks it has to do, or can do, or it's futile. It's being there's no effect on this. Of course, this apparently has the Of course, this is when he has the. this apparently has, because the world, because it is here and the world is outside, it thinks it has to deal with the world, of course. So all these values come up.
Of oneness, or just spontaneously? Can someone realize oneness, or is just a spontaneous?
No. That's the thing, there is no one who realizes oneness. And also, this is a story, it's hard to talk about it. But when this is, there can be realizations in a story, but they last for 1 minute or 5 minutes, and then they are gone. So they are not worth anything, those realizations or insights or something like that. Now it's more like, without reason, this perception of separation, this me, is not. And all there is wholeness. And it's not perceived by anyone or known by anyone. Though it might seem like this when here is talked about it, but it's not known. In a way, and this is also a description only, it's not a truth, it's just obvious. There's nothing else. It's also to call it wholeness is a very strange expression. But it's more like the end of that which feels separate, or which experiences itself as separate. It's the end of this artificial reality of I'm not this, or and I have to find this, and so, which can't be brought about. Because also the idea of bringing about it comes from this false or from this artificial thinking or experience that there really is someone. So for this me, it's totally hopeless. Will never experience this. Because it's not an experience, it's not a thing. It's this, but it's not a thing. This apparent me only lives in things, or things it can know and experience, looks like this, feels like this, is like this, and something. But this is nothing. It's really no thing. It's beyond this limited world, this being. Just no connection. It's impossible. It's impossible. So, on the other way around, this is not an experience. It has nothing to do with being always happy or being always relaxed or without thoughts, or there is only wholeness. So everything, it's a story, but everything that happened already in your life was wholeness, is wholeness. Every, in a way, unloved feeling, every strange thought, every experience, was wholeness. There is only wholeness. wanting to feel separate after a nice time is appearing as feeling separate.
Of course, this can be.